Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to quick go over again the sanctions that Biden has imposed as a result of the Ukraine invasion by Russia. He's frozen about 80% of their assets in the United States and the same in Europe. London started to be called Londongrad because Russian organized crime and their oligarchs have laundered so much money through them. What they ended up doing is they have this dirty money that they stole. So they overpay for expensive real estate. Then they have a deed to a piece of real estate. Then when they sell that, it looks legit. That's going to be shut down in London. Londongrad will once again be called London. He's also freezed the personal accounts of dozens and dozens of the oligarchs, everybody close to Putin. I said before, the two things he did not do were to directly sanction Putin and to throw Russia off of SWIFT, the Society of Worldwide International Financial Transactions. It's not a bank. It's sort of a secure email system where 12,000 or so banks in 200 countries do instantaneous financial transactions in safety. We threw Iran off it. We threw North Korea off it. I personally think we should throw them off it. The reason that Biden didn't do those two things is because the EU wouldn't go along with it. And Biden made the calculus. We can't unilaterally throw them off of SWIFT, even though we're very powerful. SWIFT is located in Belgium. And if the EU continued to deal with them, it would break our unity. We could unilaterally sanction Putin, and that's on the table, but the EU doesn't want to do that right now, and Biden made the calculation. I think he's right. It's far more important to be unified in the face of Putin and have the EU impose a lot of very tough sanctions also than cut him loose. This is all still on the table, and if he tries to go into NATO territory, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, then it's Katie bar the door. What Biden said is a magnificent news conference. He said, if he sets foot in NATO under Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, and we will respond with the full force of American military. Playing Texas Hold'em here. Texas Hold'em, I don't know if you play it. I like playing it. Putin went all in by going into Ukraine. They're not a NATO country. When you go all in, if you call somebody who goes all in and you lose everything. He has nuclear weapons, so do we. So now Biden's gone all in. He's saying, okay, don't set a toenail into a NATO country, or then we will bring our military in against you. That's going all in. Putin is a sadist. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He's a sociopath. But unless he's a psychopath, because I'll tell you something, if Adolf Hitler had nuclear weapons, he would have used them. What if when Chamberlain went to Munich and caved in to Hitler, Hitler said, well, I only want Czechoslovakia and I won't go anywhere else. He said, okay, you can have Czechoslovakia. Announced peace in our time. And then he went into Poland right away after that. And then there was a Second World War. Putin's the same way. But the question is, would Putin launch nuclear weapons? Because he is a psychopath when he realizes he's being cut off. That comes down to a very delicate point. We have had two troubled presidents who people suspected to save themselves might launch nuclear weapons. One of them was Richard Nixon. At the very end, when it was clear he was leaving, he walked around the White House at night weeping. And he would get down in front of portraits of other presidents, Andrew Jackson, the rest, begging for advice. And he called in Henry Kissinger, made him kneel down and pray with him. James Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense, notified the Joint Chiefs of Staff that any order to launch nuclear weapons by Richard Nixon now cannot be obeyed unless you have my written signature. There's no constitutional basis for that, but it was the right thing to do. And Trump, same thing. They were afraid towards the very end when he lost that election. What if he pretended to start a war somewhere and launched a nuclear weapon? So General Milley called the head general in China And he said, just so you know, we have this under control. This is right after the insurrection. Milley took a lot of heat for that, but it was the right thing to do. And we do have some gates. We do have some guardrails. If some president just calls out of the White House out of the blue and says launch, that ain't going to happen. There's going to be a meeting of the National Security Council. There's going to be a meeting of the NSA and the CIA, and there'll have to be a very clear indication that it's indicated. The reason I raise this is there anything like that in Russia? Is anybody close to Putin sane? They're sane, and they may be afraid, but would any of them step up and say no? There was almost a nuclear war back in the 1980s that you may not be aware of. There were some Russian monitors, electronic monitors, that malfunctioned. And it seemed to show American missiles, ICBMs, coming at Russia. And the response to that from Russia would have been to launch themselves. But the guys at the controls said, this doesn't look right. And they didn't launch. And then they realized it was a problem. It was a malfunction. That's how close it gets. And now you have, you know, the Polish border. You have American, the 82nd Airborne is 10 miles from the Ukrainian border in Poland. Poland and Ukraine have a border. Ukraine used to be part of Poland till it was taken away by Russia, Prussia, Austria in the 1790s. Poland disappeared from the map. Poland was carved up, came back into existence after the First World War in 1917. And then it disappeared in a sense with the Nazis and then the Ruskies. But you know, if Russia makes a mistake and tries to bomb Ukraine and a bomb goes 10 miles west and kills members of the 82nd Airborne, I got news for you. That's NATO country. That's our troops. And Biden will retaliate. He'll retaliate with our air and naval power against Russia. Then the question is, what does Russia do? This is why it's so dangerous. This reminds everybody of the dictum from Mike Tyson, the boxer. Mike Tyson, a tough cookie. Mike Tyson once said, everybody has a plan until he's punched in the mouth. And that is the problem. Biden has rushed American troops into Poland, more into Germany, into Romania. And when I say Poland, I'm not just talking Warsaw. I'm talking right on the Ukrainian border, 10 miles from the Ukrainian border. 10 miles from the Ukrainian border. And then Poland has a border with Belarus to the north. And you may remember when they invited all those Islamic immigrants in and dumped them at the border, thought that was funny to try to get them into Europe. And of course, when they come in, a certain number of them commit jihad. They thought that was funny, and the Poles drove them back. And then it looked like Belarus is going to have to absorb them. Well, the reason why none of these, why do you think no African or Muslim refugee goes to China, Russia, Belarus? Because they know how evil it is. That's why. They know how evil it is, and nobody wants that evil. But the other thing that Biden did, in addition to shoring up Eastern Europe, was to cut off shipments of technology, and especially semiconductors. That may end up being the most extreme sanction right now, because that hits their manufacturing, it hits their military, hits their defense capability, their offensive military capability. They can't modernize without that. And this includes semiconductors, computers, telecommunication equipment, telecommunication information, security equipment, lasers, sensors. Can't go into Russia, and it can't go from Europe. And there's a great provision that American manufacturers are required by law to bake into their contracts when they sell to other countries. And that is, if for national security reasons, the United States determined that country X can't have this, you are prohibited from selling further to them. So we sell all over the EU and everywhere else. In fact, we've probably been selling to Russia. Now they're not going to get anything. So they're going to sneak around. They'll go into Europe. They'll go somewhere else. They'll go to South America. They'll go to Africa. They'll go to Asia and say, all right, we'll buy, sell us the American semiconductors, computers, telecommunication equipment, security equipment, lasers, and sensors. They can't do it. If they do, we'll find out, then they get cut off and sanctioned. Taiwan is also a manufacturer of some of this stuff, and they said, we're going to honor what the United States wants. Taiwan said that. Russia may try to buy some of this stuff from China. China's stuff is shoddy. China's stuff is shoddy. They don't have a capitalist economy. They have autocrats who have stolen as much money as Putin has in Russia. They're not efficient. You know, you have a manufacturing company. The guy who sells you the steel is himself a thief and a relative of or brother-in-law of Xi. And so he sells you bad steel. You put it in your stuff, it malfunctions. Good luck buying Chinese stuff, guys. Good luck buying Chinese stuff. So this is a very significant sanction. Very significant sanction. But the sad fact is that I expect that they will go into Kiev today. They've taken over an airport nearby. The Black Sea and the Sea of Azov have been blockaded by the Ruskies. This is a genocidal attack. They're going to go in. They want to kill Zelensky, kill all the members of the government, and put in a puppet, a Ukrainian billionaire who's gotten his money, stealing money, enabled by Putin, and he's going to be there and subservient the way Lukashenko in Belarus is, and the way people in Russia themselves are, afraid of Putin. That's what his objective is. The good thing is that we admitted much of Eastern Europe into NATO well before this, and Biden has said, under Article 5, we'll defend them. Remember something, when Trump was president, he was at a NATO meeting, he was yelling at him about their financing and all that. The president of Austria said, if we were attacked, would you defend us? Austria's in NATO. Trump said, no. Trump said no and threatened to pull us out of NATO. The Republican Party gets into power. They're the party of treason and they are the party of Putin. Not all of them. There's some great leaders like Liz Cheney, but by and large, they cannot be trusted with American foreign policy and they can't be trusted with money. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.